Oh, nah. Sigrid pulls up. She's already staring down the crowd, trying to identify which one of these brats just made her little sister cry. No word spoken at this moment. Then she walks up to this one kid, snatches his bae, examines the bae. Hypersphere!
What is that?
Multi Nanairo is the best character in Beyblade. X. Now, don't get me wrong, Robin is pretty darn cool, and Blader X is simply... Multi is the real hero in Beyblade X Season 1. I mean, if it wasn't for Multi, my boy Robin would have no Beyblade. He'd have no Incendio. And he'd probably end up with some cheap knockoff that you'd be seeing on Amazon all the time. I mean, what is this? Multi has so many skills going for her. She's a superstar, a Beycrafter. And of course, she's a great friend to Robin and Jackson. I mean, Blader X. Okay, we all know this kid is Jackson, bruh. I'm not gonna hide it any longer.
Who's that? Sounds like a cool guy.
At first, I thought Multi would be a static character, which is a character that does not undergo much character development throughout the story. Multi seemed like she had everything going for her from the get-go, so I did not expect much more from her. Ultimately, I thought that in the end, she would get overshadowed by a lot of the other characters in the show. But, just like Armin Kusaba in Beyblade Burst Rise, Multi proves me wrong. In this episode, Robin is experiencing a classic case of the Super Smash Bros. Character crisis. My boy does not know which fighter to pick for the major event coming up. Should I pick Roy or Krom? They're too similar.
Bruh.
Multi gives Robin some solid advice on how to make better choices in order to help her friend out. The advice is something similar to what she had said to Robin when they first met, which prompts him to ask the question.
What's the deal with Scythe Incendio anyway? I mean, you said it had a spotty history, didn't you?
Now, let me tell you kids something. If you see a character's side profile like this, you know you're in for a backstory. So buckle up. During her childhood, Multi was known to be the prodigy. The kid who was seemingly good at everything, and everybody knew it. Meanwhile, Multi's big sister, Sigrid, yes, that Sigrid, was just...
Is there anything Sigrid can actually do or not?
Dude.
That's why we all call her Sigrid the Klutz.
She's just a little girl. Like, I know she's supposed to be the big sister, but she looks like she's 7. Like, leave her alone. Eventually, the girls are introduced to the world of Beyblade. And Multi is sold. She gets her own bay, her own launcher, and she makes friends through Beyblade. Meanwhile, Sigrid sees all this slingshock and is like,
nope,
I'll pass. Can someone help me with homework? Hey, shout out to Multi for helping Sigrid with her homework. Like, that is so sweet. Now, here comes the good part. One day, Multi runs into her friends getting bullied by this guy, this Free De La Hoya wannabe. You guys are so weak. Complete garbage. Get good. My guy is bullying little girls and thinks he's the GOAT. What is wrong with you? In true protagonist fashion, Multi stands up to the bully to defend her friends, and she loses. Dung got destroyed in 4K quality. I can't believe this. The bully out here talking more smack, talking about Multi being a weak failure, and this chum really thinks he's gonna get away with this. Oh, nah. Sigrid pulls up. She's already staring down the crowd, trying to identify which one of these brats just made her little sister cry. No word spoken at this moment. Then she walks up to this one kid, snatches his bae, examines the bae. Hypersphere!
What is that?
She checks out everyone else's bae, and all she sees is Hypersphere. Slingshot. But then, she takes Multi's bay. Switch strike. It's over. Listen up.
In Beyblade, those who are weak will stay weak. Meanwhile, those who are strong will stay strong.
Sigrid told this bum to sit down! Mind you, that this is the first time Sigrid has even touched a bay. And you'd think everyone would be happy about this besides the bully. But you know what they say, comparison is the thief of joy. As Sigrid carries her little sister home, Little Multi questions why Sigrid is so much stronger. To which Sigrid responds,
"Well, you got me. By all accounts, it doesn't make sense."
No matter how hard Multi tries, Sigrid always comes out on top in the bay battle. For the first time, Sigrid was actually better than Multi at something. For the first time, we figure out that Multi is not all that perfect. And unfortunately for Multi, the one thing she loved the most was what she was the worst at. This new desire to be the best pushed Multi even further. She becomes a bay crafter, utilizing her genius to make personalized Beyblades. And of course, the first Beyblade she makes is for her sister. This Beyblade fits Sigrid so well that she became nigh unbeatable. And you'd think Multi would be proud that she can make a Beyblade of this quality for her sister. But the jealousy overshadowed her own talent. Comparison stole her joy. As Multi pushed herself to become better than her sister, she began to push her sister away. That good relationship they once had prior to Beyblade was fading as they aged with it. And at some point, Multi realizes this. To make it up to her sister, Multi creates a new Beyblade as a birthday gift to Sigrid. And that Beyblade is Scythe Incendio. Unknowing to Multi, Sigrid has already been in talks with a bay sponsor for a good while now. And when the birthday hits...
"I'm going to be a pro blader, and I'm joining a team called Pendragon. So, as of today, I'm moving out."
"Oh, God!"
"If you're going to be on a top-rate team, then you're going to need a top-rate bay to match."
"No!"
And that is the spotty history of Scythe Incendio. Multi tells Robin that in order for her to overcome her weakness, she has to face Sigrid at this point. In her opinion, avoiding Sigrid is avoiding her problems, and she believes the best way to overcome her weakness is by facing Sigrid at the top of the X. And this is why I believe Multi Nanairo is such a great character. Multi's presentation in the series is very clever. When we first meet Multi, she's this fun, silly girl who sometimes dresses up as a cat. But the more we speak to Multi, the more we interact with this character, we learn that she is not as happy as she makes herself out to be. In a way, you could say that her giving up Scythe Incendio was a form of escapism from her past. But when she joins Robin on his quest to the top of the X, I can't help but disagree. I think her giving Scythe Incendio to Robin isn't her avoiding the past, but facing it, as she tells Robin at the end of this episode. While she is trying her best to move on, she has to face her sister Sigrid in order to do that. This episode not only teaches a good lesson on dealing with jealousy, but also a good lesson on how to admit your own faults and not destroy yourself for it, to keep moving forward. And there's not many characters in Beyblade X that has such a strong character arc. In my opinion, Multi Nanairo is one of, if not the best characters in Beyblade X. But this singular video would not do Multi enough justice. Because when Multi got to the top of the X, things went down.